What is up, everybody?
Welcome back to the All Days Off podcast, sponsored by 4Play Social, the chillest dating app ever.
Best dating app out there on the game, and your boys are on fire on 4Play.
Yeah,
we don't just talk about it, we do it.
It's too easy out there. Here's the dilemma with 4Play. Not enough dudes. Yeah. Straight up, not enough dudes. There's just so many girls and not enough dudes, and that's their biggest problem. So if you're listening to this and you're a dude, the ratio is insane.
And you know the post-pandemic orgy is coming. It's here. And you don't want to go into that cold. You don't want to go into that on a cold streak, not knowing what you're doing. This is a way to get your muscle memory going again.
Now's the time to heat up. You can't go into the summer cold as shit.
We're headed to the Stanley Cup playoffs of getting puss right now.
Yeah, it's go to war time.
You want to go in hot.
It's go to war time, and New York City is back, more back than it's ever been.
So we've been on 4Play, and it looks like we got a potential double date lined up.
We could, it's crazy. Good stuff happening.
So it is fun trying to think of, like, because on the regular dating apps, you try and come up with, like, an opening line, whatever.
Yours it has to be different.
Yeah, yours is what I've, oh my God, I've never had sushi before. We've talked
about this. That's just, like, something, it's one of my Hinge prompts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of my Hinge prompts. So I was talking to my friend, and I looked at his Hinge prompts, and it was never have I ever tried sushi. I'm like, dude, that is so genius. He's like, what? I was like, have you tried sushi before? He's like, no, I actually haven't. I'm like, that's crazy. One, but I'm totally stealing that and just telling people that I never tried sushi. It always works. It's like literally the best bait.
Girls, by people, like, you specifically mean girls on dating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Girls are just like fully, they can't deny.
They can't wrap their head around
it. It's like too much for them to handle, so they need to get to the bottom of it.
You're telling me you've never been to Mizzou. You're telling me you have never eaten at Mizzou. You need to have some sort of like opener, and on 4Play, it's like you're all four chatting together.
Yeah.
So we were trying to think of what to say, and I thought I'd there's a team chat where you can just chat with your partner, and then there's the group chat where you're talking with everybody.
Of course, yeah, and there's two separate chats.
Yeah, so I sent a message saying like, yo, Corey, these girls look hot as fuck and super chill. We should totally like go on a date with them. And I said, oops, meant to put that in the team chat. I mean, I think those girls like thought I really meant that.
No, they totally didn't. Come on. That's so obvious. Yeah. What? Come on.
It's because their response was, oh, it's okay.
Well, it's funny. Oh, yeah. So they might have. Yeah, they didn't.
And that conversation also ended. This is not the one that we're.
Yeah. So we're 0 for 1 with that. we're gonna think of new little hacks to say.
Let us know, guys, if you're on. If you join, we have a couple people hit us up and said, yo, this app is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
So let us know. Are you starting off with a lie saying you've never eaten sushi like Corey does?
Yeah, but it's different. You need to come up with something like unique that is like pretty much, you know, multi-person. You know, this is multi-person flirting right now. It's
right,
crazy.
Yeah. You're potentially bombing in front of two girls.
Yeah. You really don't know what's going to happen. But
give it a shot.
Yeah, and tell us what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, let us know. We were supposed to have a guest, friend and comedian Brian Kim on the episode, but he bailed. Much respect, honestly.
Yeah, we
respect,
love bailing.
Didn't really appreciate it, but respect, you know.
Yeah.
So instead, we ordered a bunch of Chinese food.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing to make up for. I had Chinese food today. It's very big Chinese Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while, and I'm just like trying to figure out what to get and where to go. And it's impossible in New York City because there's like 400,000 places within the mile of you, but like you have no idea which ones are good.
And that can even be categorized as Chinese. Like Chinese food is a loose term in New York City.
Obviously, I mean takeout.
Yeah,
you know,
but it is hard if you're going on like fucking Seamless, because I've heard like not only are there so many Chinese restaurants, but a lot of them that are on Seamless are fake or they're just duplicates of other restaurants.
I noticed that today. Yeah, I so didn't even
like,
realize that.
Like we just got from Golden Dragon or something. There's probably also like a Golden Golden Green Dragon.
Yeah.
That's the same restaurant, but they post as two different
There's two different on ones. I saw that also with one of the Chinese places. I'm like, they both have different addresses, though. It has the same exact name. And the one that had, like, some weird address just, like, said, we'll let you know when we open or something like that. Something, like, sketchy like that. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to order from there. But
sometimes you'll Google the address, and it's just, like, a parking lot.
Yeah, it's like a fire department.
Yeah, big Chinese food. I haven't had it. This was the first meal I had once I found out I had kidney stones. I was in a bad mood, so I just ordered a bunch of Chinese food. Then realized like that's probably the absolute like worst thing.
Such comfort food. What do you get? I feel like I know.
So I mean, I'm like, well, take a guess.
Like, I mean, I get sesame chicken, so I feel like you get it too. How do you know?
The combination of sesame chicken and white rice is just...
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
Do you know what I realized also? Like, so sesame chicken, a bunch of different types of places sell sesame chicken. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm kind of just looking for the best sesame chicken possible. So like, if some sushi places probably have it too. So like, you could look in Japanese restaurants and they'll
cross over.
Yeah. And that you can't do that with most things, but like General Chow's and sesame chicken, it's bomb everywhere. You know
the beauty of American diversity, the Japanese Chinese fusion.
It's the fusion, yeah, the fusion is great.
Really, but yeah, it is. Stuff. It is hard to find because sesame chicken. You know, if you're getting just chicken and broccoli, it's hard to fuck that up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're, you know, when you're going to getting it breaded and the certain types of sauces, you can really get stuck with some terrible Chinese food.
Yeah.
And when you get stuck with bad Chinese food, it's
the
like,
worst.
I knew I was gonna feel gross afterwards, but now I feel gross during. Yeah. Because the food is gross.
Yeah. You could just sometimes you could just tell you're like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm gonna finish it. Yeah, if you put enough rice and soy sauce on it, it'll be fine.
I had such, you know, there's a lot of pressure riding on the place that I took out from him because I'm just like, is this going to be my spot?
Yeah.
You know, like it's a big thing when you first go out because like, you know, you don't switch up your Chinese. You're never like, oh, let me just try out a new Chinese food. You know, you don't do that. You find one and then you stick to it.
Yeah. Maybe two.
Maybe two. I guess if you're like
at home
on
Long Island, I had two.
Well, is it meal specific?
Maybe,
you would get
yeah.
something specific from here. And something
what was yours on
there?
Long Island?
Hoi Wan.
I don't even know. I know that.
It's in Syosset.
We did Noodle Town for a long time.
Noodle Town?
Yeah.
That sounds like a party.
It's the one in the La Piazza shopping center.
Oh, really? Yeah. How is that? Everything in that shopping center is always good.
It's pretty good. We've had a Golden Express was another one.
Okay. Could that, we've had, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be anything.
They could be the same restaurant. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard. Once you find your spot, you don't really venture out. Especially if you find good sesame chicken, you're not going to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
and that's what this place we got.
Yeah. So there's a lot of pressure riding on this for them. I should have wrote that in the notes section.
Yeah.
I should have wrote in the notes section, hey, like this is my first time ordering. Like, you know, make it good. You know, make me a consistent customer. But I didn't. I said, can you please, there was only an option for egg drop or wonton soup. And like, you know, I'm a little crazy guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I like to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I asked for egg drop and wonton in the same soup.
Yeah.
Very good. I love that, you know?
That's a good foreplay. Yeah. Yo, I just want to let you girls know I'm a risk taker. I'm fucking adventurous. Yeah. I usually do egg drop wonton a lot, too.
So I did that. I wrote that in the notes section. They didn't give me egg drop wonton. They just gave me egg drop. I'm just like, okay, well, that's strike one.
Yeah.
Sesame chicken looks kind of good. Sesame chicken was pretty good, but it wasn't good enough. When I went into that soup, this has never happened to me. Have you ever had bland soup? Like, it just tasted like nothing.
It tastes like water.
Just tasted like nothing. Like, it had the texture of egg drop soup, obviously, but, like, it just had no taste. I was just like, this is weird. It didn't taste bad, but, like, there was just no taste at all. So I'm just like, what am I even eating?
Can I also ask, though, what the fuck is egg drop soup? Like, how
I don't know, but
made?
I don't know, but it's sick.
It's like, is that stuff good? Like, that's egg whites going around?
I think they just probably crack an egg and mix it in.
But with what, though? I'm actually looking up a video after this of, like, what? Because it's amazing.
The soup is hot enough that it kind of makes the egg.
But, like, how many eggs? What did you do with the egg?
Okay, so you want to just find out how to make wonton. You want to make egg drop soup?
No, I just wanted. I just want to know what it is.
You're like asking way too many questions.
I'm still gonna eat it. I'm not questioning if it's fucking good or not. Yeah, I'm allowed to ask questions.
Yeah, I know, but
I have a curious mind. Okay, I want to know how egg drop soup is made.
They're gonna come after you if you keep asking more. Is what I'm saying.
Just shut the fuck up and eat it.
Yeah, just stop already with these questions.
Stop with these questions. About, dude, I'm going to get flagged by the FBI because I Googled how do you make egg drop soup. Like, it's a national secret.
Yeah, don't let anybody know. Okay.
I also feel like it's an age thing. I feel like you always start out as a kid as a wonton person. That at some point you graduate to egg drop. And then if you really spice it up, you get to the hot and sour phase.
I was just going to say, yeah. I'm a very big phase guy. And I've been liking hot and sour a lot. Mm. But the thing is, like, I need the wontons. Like, it just makes the soup into, like, way more complete. Like, without wonton, like, you know, I'm a matzo ball guy. Like, I need more in my soup than just broth. So I love the hot and sour one, but, like, I need something to eat that is, like, pretty much, like, a big noodle with, like, a piece of pork in it.
Yeah, and that's, like, basically
That is a wonton.
It's just like a big rectangular noodle with some pork in it. Throw it in my soup. You know what I'll do sometimes is I'll put some white rice in the egg drop soup.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Because that gives you a little bit of like more texture.
Yeah. I agree. You might be missing. I might do that too.
Yeah.
The noodles are good. I didn't open my fortune cookie yet. I'm going to open it. And then if it says like, you're going to be super famous, like blah, 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 you're the man, I'll be like, yo, look at my fortune cookie. But if it says something stupid, like if you work hard for your dreams, I'm going to be like, okay, this is fucking annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed fortune cookies that just tell me I'm famous.
You need a fortune cookie that gives you a great idea for a sketch to put on TikTok.
Yeah. And then I won't do it.
Yeah. And then you'll think of a way, there's no way I can shoot this.
Yeah. We just think of sketches and then we're like, wow, this would be pretty funny. And then I'm just like, I can't pull this off.
Every sketch we think of involves some grand scale, like Michael Bay directing it.
That's what we
need. Like, everything is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a great sketch idea, but where am I going to get 1,000 extras? How am I going to get access to the top of the Freedom Tower?
I just need a couple of horses.
Exactly.
An alligator, and we're ready to roll.
And then we just need like some really good fake blood and guns. And
yeah. If you guys know a guy with some alligators, some horses, fake blood, guns, and 1,000 people, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to shoot a sketch.
Yes.
So, big Chinese food. I had a little pre-episode. Going to have a lot post-episode. It's been a pretty unhealthy eating weekend for me.
That's what you got to do. Eat healthy during the week and then be a fucking asshole during the weekend.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I had like a ton of fried chicken.
That's life.
Yeah. You just always do better the next day.
Yeah, and you're going to eat Skinny Pop later probably. So
and if you don't do better the next day, just do it the next day.
The day after that.
And if you don't do it that day,
I might go to the gym tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like there's
a chance. I might run tomorrow.
Really?
I think my kidney stone's feeling way better right now, actually, today.
You think you have to run it off? Can you imagine the doctor's like, yeah, just go for a run.
I actually Googled, like, can you run with a kidney stone? It's like, here's some tips for exercising with a kidney stone. I was like, people actually do it, I guess.
Insane people.
I'm not
yours
that.
Is just something that like hasn't been needs to go away.
It needs to go away. It's been
and every time you go to the doctor, they're just like, yeah, you know.
It could it. Be.
That's it. Yeah. They just say, yeah, you know.
This whole process has been a lot of waste of time with doctors. They really have been terrible at answering my questions. But I brought up all the terrible food because I want to ask you a question about we all use Venmo. We all, you know, split bills with friends and we gotta recoup that cash.
Yeah.
And so I want to know, I sent a friend a Venmo after a little brunch. We got a little brunch crew together yesterday.
Okay.
It's been over 24 hours now. It's been about, I guess, like 30 hours since.
Okay.
It's a non-insignificant amount of money.
Okay.
$45.
Okay.
What's the Eddie here?
So you're saying it's, what day was the dinner?
It was brunch yesterday. It was
brunch yesterday? Oh, dude, yeah. So like, it's like shipping when it comes to Venmo. You can't expect anything to happen until the business week starts. If it was like a long time, then I would say, yeah, like maybe text him or whatever. Did you send him the reminder yet?
I didn't send the reminder.
Oh, yeah. You're still in the green zone. You don't start, you know, getting like a little iffy until you'll send a reminder on Monday. And if he doesn't pay by being generous Wednesday, then you send the text. I think that's the etiquette for that. Because, like, it's not, I feel like, do you trust, you know, like, do you
think, I trust the kid.
Yes. And then I don't think it's a tweak hour yet. I think you're still in the green zone.
Okay. I was thinking, like, if I don't get it by Thursday, I'll hire some, like, Eastern Europeans to, like, just rough them up a little bit.
Yeah. You could find some people.
You know, just like, just one bullet to the kneecap. Just, you know. Don't
Where
forget,
the fuck's my 40s?
Yo, Alex, 45. Juice is flowing.
Yeah. Where the fuck's my 40s?
I guess I'll let it ride. The other thing is, like, we were there with two other guys that paid it immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
We all knew it was happening. We all knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
We were joking. We were making jokes about the Venmo. We've made this. This was a finance tip. If you get a Venmo from your friend, say you weren't there.
Yeah. Just say, yeah. say just be you like, weren't there. Yeah. It's or you pay for it all on your card. And then you get everybody to Venmo you, and then you call your bank saying it was fraud. Yeah, that's the tip.
I was coerced into accepting this Venmo.
Yeah.
All right, I won't break his kneecaps yet, but it'd also be like, I would like that. That money is not insignificant to me, you know?
It is insignificant? It is
not insignificant.
Okay.
$45, that's like, that's that whole Chinese meal.
Yeah, that is a big Chinese meal. Look, I would say send the remindy on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and then
Wait until business hours to remind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be courteous.
Weekend, everybody.
Maybe he's moving funds.
Everything's
around.
Closed in the weekend, yeah.
Maybe he's got some transfers. Maybe he's got a lot of
he's
stuff
protesting.
In crypto. Maybe he's got a lot of money in crypto and he's like moving wallets.
Yeah, Venmo's also been the worst app for like maybe 5 years.
Yeah, why
it, like,
not
it is
app?
Incredibly glitchy. Like, I can't even fucking click on a person without waiting like 4 minutes for the app to load.
Yeah.
It's insane. But they have so much power and the name is so big that like you're just going to use Venmo no matter what.
Yeah.
They're never going to fix it. They don't even try fixing it.
They became a verb like Google
yeah.
did.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Venmo me.
It's what you got to do. Your whatever your idea is, it has to be a verb.
Oh, also feel free to Venmo us whenever you guys want.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody says, yeah, you could just cash at me.
Yeah.
More people are starting to say it.
Isn't Cash App what they use for like hookers though?
Yeah, Cash App is the app that you get when you get kicked off of Venmo for gambling, I think.
For gambling or for like selling weed.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Do you know anyone's gotten like caught? Like for...
My brother got kicked off Venmo.
For
he got
gambling?
Scammed. No, he got scammed. So you're not allowed to sell anything on Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, what?
Yeah, you can't like, I don't think, unless
it's exclusively for splitting bills.
Yeah, you're technically not, I don't think you're allowed to legally sell through Venmo. I could be wrong. I have no idea. Or an app you can't sell. Like he was selling his laptop off of Letgo or one of those apps, and he found somebody and they would, my brother wanted cash, but they said only Venmo. They didn't have cash or whatever. So they bought the laptop from him. They Venmoed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called fraud for Venmo. And because you're not allowed to sell on Venmo. You can't sell that
so
stuff on
trapped.
Venmo. So, yeah, he was trapped. And Venmo kicked him off the app, too. And he couldn't get his money for his laptop back.
Jesus.
Yeah, crazy.
Wild.
He got scammed.
It sucks. It wasn't for something cool like selling dope.
No. So that's our finance tip of the day. Get somebody to convince somebody to sell you something on Venmo, and then call Venmo and be like, "Hey, these people are selling stuff on your app. You have to kick them off immediately."
Yeah, and then keep the money.
Yeah, keep the money.
God, we're full of finance tips over here.
That's why we're so fucking rich, dude.
That's the Venmo Eddie.
That's the Venmo Eddie. Come back for more tips. If you guys have any questions on other Venmo etiquette stories, there's probably so many different scenarios with Venmo etiquette. So,
yeah, I mean, send us a Venmo and we'll answer your
question.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. speaking of my friends, do you ever get friends who like send you joke ideas?
Yeah, I do.
Are they ever funny?
Very, very rarely. Like it's really tough sometimes. And I always have to, because I love their enthusiasm to try to write a joke and whatever, and like their enthusiasm for comedy. So that, like, you know, it doesn't make me mad. But then like, I'm reading the joke and they're like, I hope you obviously don't expect me to tell this on stage, right?
Like, don't be offended when I don't tell this
joke.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't be like, you can't like send joke ideas and be like, you have to tell it.
Yeah.
Be like, first of all, I'm not going to tell a joke that isn't my idea. Like, just like, something, you know, if my friend tells me like a full new joke, I'm just like, I'm not gonna say that. I like on stage, like thinking everyone, that's my joke.
Yeah, I mean, they're never fun. I wouldn't like mind if a friend like gave me a premise or something. I don't think it's any different than like a comic giving you a tag to something and then using it.
Well,
like,
that's a big difference, a tag versus a whole new joke.
Okay, but usually my friends are not sending me a well thought out set up punchline joke. It's usually just like a premise or like a one liner.
Well, yeah,
thing.
A premise is different from a tag, like that joke that you already created.
Well, I'll give an example. My friend just like sent me a text, and it always starts out with, "Dude, hilarious joke idea."
Yeah, that's what yo, you have to write, dude. Yo, I have such a great joke for you. Yeah. That's how it always starts.
I think everybody thinks they can be a comedian. I think that's just part
yo,
of it. Yeah.
All weekend, people keep coming up to me like, yo, like, I love your shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going to try doing stand-up. I'm really going to go in. I'm like, yeah, you got to do it. Like, whatever. Everyone's like, I guess I make that shit look so easy.
So it was just like, hey, hilarious joke.
Of course.
Farting on an escalator. That was it.
That's it?
It was like, just did it into a woman's like face. And I said to him, I was like, dude, every joke idea you send me has to do with school shootings and farting. I'm like, I'm all about being, you can be a little edgy, sure, but like none of this stuff is ever going to come out of my mouth.
Nobody wants to hear fart. I'm like debating writing a joke that's like kind of about farting, but like nobody wants to hear it. It's just like you never want to hear something, even though it's 100% like hit rate, like in cash convos.
Yeah.
But like on stage, like you're just like, oh, we're just talking about farting now.
The problem with farting is like, not only is it always funny, but saying farting's always funny is also always funny.
Yeah. It's,
so it's
just
like
the hit rate is 100%.
Yeah. Let's get to some news, some other shit going on. You don't need to wear masks anymore.
Yeah, the CDC, they came out and be like, yo, if you're vaxxed, like you could like not wear your mask unless you're on the subway and stuff.
I think I said this before, I'm never taking my mask off on the subway again.
Yeah, I might be a permanent subway mask user now. Yeah. But like, hey, whatever.
I don't know. For me,
that's my choice. I don't care what you do. Why the fuck would I care?
The pandemic has been over for me for a couple months now. It really has been. It's been just so over. So when I like people get excited about this new guy and this is a huge milestone, whatever. And then I go to a bar right around here. And they're like, they give us this whole speech as they sit us down. Like, we know the CDC just released new guidance that you don't no longer need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, but we still politely ask that when you're inside or walking around that you wear your mask. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Just stop fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
Just fine. Whatever the rule is, just put a fucking sign up and just like, go away. Let me sit down without thinking about this for a fucking minute.
Yeah. Nobody's going to change. Like, I don't think any restaurants are going to change their rules. It's going to be really hard to do that because, like, I feel like in this situation, there's way too many people to please, and it's like pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
Like people are gonna want more strict. There's always gonna be one or two people in a restaurant that's gonna like want like people to wear masks, especially waiters. Like I wonder when that's when it's when servers aren't wearing masks. That's when it's truly over.
Yeah,
but like and that might be forever. That, which kind of
that might
sucks.
Be a long time.
Yeah. So servers.
I mean, maybe at some point I'll have to be a server, but I don't plan to be one.
I mean, it all depends on the whatever restaurant you go to.
I wouldn't mind if every server wore face masks and hair nets going forward.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that, but they would probably mind.
I wouldn't mind if servers didn't exist anymore. If we could have robot servers, that would be fine.
Oh, damn. You're
no, seriously. I mean, like.
I'm telling Claire.
How
and
often?
Nikki and
I'm
Christina.
I'm talking like a dinner service.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about like at a bar. Like you need a bartender.
Okay.
To make your drinks or whatever. But like if you're at a restaurant.
You think a robot should just deliver you the food?
Well, no, the whoever, they can just have someone bring it over. No one has to take the order. We'll just put it in.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Some restaurants do that. Especially now at this whole, with COVID, like you could just scan the QR code. It would open the menu. You could just order from there and someone just brings it out. How often have you had shitty service from a waiter? And it's just infuriating.
I mean, honestly, not too often, but like when it does happen, you're like, really? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, but like, I honestly haven't had like that shitty of service like too many times.
I've had, I mean, the scenarios where they're just like, they talk too much or they're just like, they spill shit on you. And like, just like, I feel like there's been so many, I can think of so many moments in my life where a waiter just dumped a fucking drink on somebody.
Really? I'm usually the spiller. Yes, I get the spills out before the waiters do.
You're like, you can't spill here. I already did.
Yeah, I already did it. They're like, oh, fuck. I forgot to spill on that table. Oh, don't worry. The middle child, he spilled everything. He's like, okay, good.
I was gonna
it's
spill
like a job for them.
I was going to spill a Coke, though. Oh, don't worry. He spilled a Dr. Pepper. It's fine. Yeah. It's the same effect. Don't worry. He got it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we need him anymore.
I'm a big spiller. I feel like Tide to Go should work better.
Yeah.
Or there should be something better than Tide to Go. I love the idea. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't work that well.
Okay.
Right.
Take that, Tide.
Yeah.
Balls in your court, motherfuckers.
You know, like, just immediate get rid of it right now. It's gone, no matter what it is. Because, like, I just love eating chicken parm with a white shirt on.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite activities to do. Whenever I'm going to Italian, I'm like, what white shirt do I have to wear?
Where's my finest white shirt?
Where's my best white shirt?
I'm going to get marinara sauce a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what also is funny? Like, you only saw the people putting the napkins in their neck, like, during, like, shows and cartoons. Nobody does it anymore. But it is, like, by far, like, you should... Why is there a napkin on my lap? For what point? I'm always wearing dark pants or jeans or whatever. And, like, if it spills on me, the only thing that's going to spill on me is, like... Not like, you know, I get my chicken parm on my shirt. That's where I get it. I never get it on my pants. And if I do, like, you just wipe it off. It's gone. They're blue jeans. They're durable.
I have a friend who always does that, who always puts it in his shirt.
And it's such a better idea.
I never know if he's like joking. We always like make a joke about it. He's like, yeah. And then
we need more restaurant bibs.
I think it's like an old person thing.
Yeah, honestly, but it never even stays there. Like,
I've never done it. I've never had the
it's like
balls.
So much, yeah. Oh, yes, me too. That's what I'm saying. I've never had the confidence
to tuck my napkin into my fucking...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You can only do it when you're eating lobster or some shit.
Even those bibs, I'm like, come on, I'm fine.
Italian
I wore my finest white shirt. I wanted to get some butter on it.
Italian places should have bibs. Or like a little, haircut places, they like put that stuff, the tarp on you. You should do that when you're eating Italian. With sleeves. A poncho. They should serve you ponchos.
Yeah. I think it's also a fat person thing because they... I just picture... Remember that scene in... what's the movie? Mr. Deeds, where like the fat Italian guy is like...
Of course.
Hottest chick, whatever. And he's wearing one because I think it's like if you're really fat and you drop something, that lands like right on your shirt.
Oh, you're saying because so you need your body mass, it breaches forward. Out. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So
I wonder if it started as a fat person thing.
Well, I guess I'm fat.
or just a slob thing, just generally a slob.
I'm a spiller. I mean,
I just eat really quick. I'm a quick.
Yeah.
The time from plate to mouth.
It's incredible.
Super quick. You should see me with a fork.
Farm to table, fork to mouth.
Yeah, I could go pick up myself a nice plate of Chinese and demonstrate. Getting very hungry.
It's like a huge milestone if I get chicken parm and I don't spill it on my white shirt.
Delicious.
It's always great.
Hey, cicadas. They're back again.
I don't understand that because the whole cicada thing, I get it. But I feel like I hear this literally every year. Every year around this time, people are talking about cicadas, but the headline is always, the cicadas are coming out for the first time in 17 years. I'm like, I feel like you said that last year and the year before.
Yeah. It is confusing because I definitely heard they're back recently.
Right?
Before just
not 17 years ago. There's not a shot. I definitely heard it last year.
Yeah. Were people writing articles like in 2 years, cicadas will be back? And now I'm just thinking that they were saying they would be back. Like, do we prepare for it that much? I feel like there's these journalists who cover this stuff who are just thinking, like, all right, what can we just make people think? All right, well, fuck, here's another thing. Great. Big loud bugs are going to be fucking everywhere.
Also, I feel like people always mistake cicadas for like stink bugs or other things like that. Like, whenever like they just go outside, people are just like, I feel like they want to like have this like percent. They just like want to know what they're talking about. Like, you go outside, they're like, oh yeah, the cicadas are here.
Yeah. Yeah. So my understanding is it's like every 17 years they lay eggs and then those are born and they have a massive like fuck fest. And
incredible.
More eggs are planted, put in the ground, and then they die.
Yes. That's
and then
perfect.
The cycle repeats 17 years.
Do they come near humans or no?
Yeah. I remember they're fucking gross. They're massive. They're really loud.
How big are they?
Seem like this big. They're huge.
Ugh.
You ever seen a
What's
cicada?
Their purpose? What do they bring? We brought the internet as humans. What do they do?
They literally just make noise. And
they
fuck.
Just make noise?
They just make noise, fucking die.
That's so perfect. Yeah. Like, what do we do? What can we bring to society? Oh, like, let's just like make it a bunch of annoying noise and be disgusting.
Let's make sure we save the climate so that this stuff can continue to happen.
Yeah, I'm Googling it.
What are you Googling?
What do cicadas do for society? Benefits of cicadas.
They literally don't. I mean, they don't do anything. And while you look that up, we were talking about this earlier. Civilians, we need to be better prepared with weapons to kill bugs.
There's too many bugs. We have to kill them. And some of these motherfuckers, they're really good, bro. It's like sometimes really hard to hit them.
Yeah.
And like I pride myself in like being pretty good at hitting them, but like these like not horse flies, like what, just like these regular flies.
One got in here earlier.
I feel like that just has a regular term of fly.
Yeah, I don't know what like the standard fly is, but
yeah,
it was a gnat.
Yeah, it was
not
it was,
like a flying
no,
ant.
Yeah,
it was a fly.
Yeah, it was like a fly. Yeah. It was like the term for fly. Cicadas are mostly beneficial. They prune mature trees, aerate the soil, and once they die...
Who gives a fuck?
And once they die, their bodies serve as an important source of nitrogen for growing trees. Why can't we do that by ourselves?
Don't we have plenty of nitrogen?
Like, look, I understand we love bees. They're the best, but like obviously the most scary things in the world, and like, you know, I feel like we should be advanced enough to like do everything that bees do so we can get rid of them because like they're scary and annoying.
Yeah, I think we hit the all bees should die note a little while ago.
Yeah. I get it. They're important. I understand that. Yeah. But like we should be better equipped to just do that ourselves and get rid of them. The bees are just going to be like, they're taking our jobs.
I think what it is just like, we have just enough. There's enough annoyances in day to day life. You know, I don't want to have to worry about these fucking cicadas.
Yeah, it's too much.
They're bringing nitrogen. Don't we need more jobs in this country?
Yeah.
Can we give people the cicada jobs? Let's take away the waiters and get the waiters to do what the cicadas do. Just get them pumping nitrogen into the ground.
So when is this happening and what exactly is happening?
I haven't seen
again?
A cicada. Let's keep going, Jamie.
No, this is still about like being beneficial, whatever that means. It's probably written by a cicada.
But yeah, like, can you just Google when? When does the cicada party start?
When cicadas 2021? May 14th. That happened. Okay. It happened okay. Already.
Yeah, where though? Like everywhere?
A cicada climbs on a tree in Sharonville as brood X begins to emerge. May 14th. What is that?
I think
cicadas. Oh, so we're in the process of doing that. When could we expect cicadas? Spring of 2021 is the big one. Brood X. Oh, it has a name. A group of periodical cicadas that emerge every 17 years. Okay, whatever. Doubt it. Like, it's probably like every year. We're talking billions of perfect billions as billions of cicadas across 15 states, including Ohio, Kentucky, and oh. So then, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. Why the fuck do I care?
Oh, that's the only places where?
Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. That's what it says. I don't know, though.
No, I think that's what it is. It's that it's only in some places sometimes. I don't know how that works.
Oh, let them do it.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, they're good for the environment.
Until they come to my hood.
Don't come to New York.
No. Don't come to New York.
You best not be coming to New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We love cicadas. Yeah. Okay. But do we get off work for this or no?
Yeah, do we get didn't. Off for cicada year?
We didn't. May 14th. Was that Friday?
Yeah,
it was Friday, May 14th. Friday. Well, here's, you know what's better than taking a day off from work?
What's that?
When your boss takes off a day from work.
Yeah, bosses take off a day from
work.
Yeah,
that's great. You don't get your day off and, like, you know, you do your work, but you chill.
Yeah.
Boss day is off.
All right. So there's your cicada educational. I'm glad to know that it's not going to be right because they are fucking annoying and I hate them.
Yeah, they do suck. It's so annoying. We are back from another pee break. Alex goes 0 for 90,000 with the second kidney stone.
Or the first still. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. We still don't know.
It's a medical mystery.
Yeah. He's 0 for... But we do have really breaking news. It actually turns out our voice and our complaints have been heard.
Yeah.
Venmo, we just found out from a inside executive source that they're actually working on a new app and it's going to come out in Q3.
is that too much? No, it's already been Okay, cool. That's already been reported. But
invest now.
Okay, cool. bye. So that is...
It is unbelievable how quick, like, the amount of power that we have in our voice and our complaints, and that's what we're doing. Like, things need to be fixed. We're always pushing for the human civilization to strive, especially in technology that makes our life chill. And, I mean, the turnaround time on this is, like, literally fantastic. We were talking about this maybe 30 minutes ago,
and
now it comes out that we actually have an app coming out that's fixing all the glitches that's been happening for 4 years.
Corey, they should send you to the Middle East.
I mean, I could fix it. I honestly could probably give me power. I'll fix everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Go to the Middle East. Like, why is this a thing?
What are you even doing?
Like, why? Fuck, this guy. Yeah,
you guys literally look identical. Like, yeah, you know, it's just like they're identical twins are just fighting and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Just stop. What are we even doing?
Yeah. Why is this still a thing?
Like, let's stop already. Okay. We'll throw in a bunch of Chick-fil-A's that are somehow all blessed by, you know, rabbis and, you know,
it's all kosh.
It's all kosh in all different types of forms of kosh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Yeah. And I went on Birthright, so I already know everything about this whole thing.
Yeah. They really did it. They're creating a new app, and I'm so happy for it because I would be standing outside waiting like maybe 4 minutes for my Venmo to load. And now, because of us, really, you haven't? Every time I open up Venmo, it's like it just loads forever. You can't even click on something because it freezes.
All right, well, it's in the works.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it, and we really put on for all of you guys. So if you guys are listening out there, Venmo us.
Yeah, send us a Venmo.
Send us a Venmo.
And when your app's working better, and you can send us money even quicker.
Yeah. Should we invest in Venmo now because that's coming out?
Bye. Listen, folks, if you're not going to Venmo us, at least go leave a little rate, review, subscribe.
Please share. Also, you know, we have a very consistent fan base, which we really enjoy. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Share our Instagram clips. Let them know we're here and we're ready to party. And we're coming at you guys live from Brooklyn, New York.
Fuck yeah.
Peace.